previous years. The absence of new development does not mean that a case is resolved. Often it means that reprisals are ongoing and that the authorities are betting on forgetting to secure a win. We remain deeply concerned about the safety and well-being of Kadar Abdi Ibrahim in Djibouti. His case is not mentioned in this year's report, but it is unresolved. After Mr. Ibrahim participated in the UPR pre-sessional in 2018, Djiboutian authorities confiscated his passport without due process. For 6 years, he has been held hostage in his own country. This travesty must stop. Mr. President, insofar as they are designed to prevent the UN, its representatives and mechanisms from receiving information relevant to their work, acts of reprisals and intimidation undermine the integrity of the UN system. They are unacceptable. Once again, we condemn reprisals exercised by Algeria, Burundi, Cameroon, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Egypt, and Libya. We call for public reports to be provided for all pending cases. Last, we would like to take this opportunity to denounce the pattern of restrictions civil society faces at the UN office in Geneva, including access to the Palais and entering this plenary room. Thank you.
Human Rights.
Thank you. Human Rights Watch Foundation has the floor.
Thank you, President. Belarus finds itself